This is your be moment, your moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today I'm asking a question. What's missing in your life? Sometimes your journey towards self-discovery and ultimate transformation can start with just a feeling that something is missing. Acknowledging those three words, something is missing, can be the first step in your transformation process. When I turn to the scriptures, I see that Nicodemus was in a similar place. He was a member of the Jewish ruling council and thus an established figure in the community, yet something was missing in his life. His feelings prompted him to pursue Jesus in the night for answers. When he confronted Jesus, he learned that his strict observance of the Old Testament would not be enough to save him. His salvation would only come through Christ. I'm sure Jesus' words must have shaken Nicodemus to his core because this was contrary to everything he had been taught. The key is to embrace your transformation process, and that's exactly what Nicodemus did. He went from secretly seeking Jesus out at night to challenging his fellow Pharisees for trying to take Jesus away, and ultimately openly participating in Jesus' burial. Is something missing in your life today, and you sense God is pulling you toward greater? If so, don't resist his pull. It's the next step to your higher level. As you think about that, remember these words, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come." 2 Corinthians 5:17. Share today's message. Follow us on Instagram at Blues of Blessings and subscribe to the Blues of Blessings YouTube channel for new videos every Wednesday. So today, seek what's missing.